Today's daf is Nedarim, daf Nun Zayin, and we are on the top of Nun Zayin, but I'll just casually note the next couple of days, the daf will be put up from the last cycle, and we'll pick up, I think, on the beginning of the next parak. But the Hashem, it will be put up a little bit later. Okay, but now we are on Nun Zayin, but Aleph, the Mishnah, as we continue in the seventh parak of Maseches Nedarim. Konam Peros Ha'elu Alai. So this Mishnah was quoted earlier. If you remember, in a couple of sugyas on Daf Mem Zayin, we quoted this in the sugya of Chilufin, and we discussed this also a little bit later on Daf Mem Beis when we spoke about other issues. But says the Mishnah here, let's see it now as the Mishnah. Konam peiros ha'elu alai. Someone says these fruit will be usher, will be a konam to me. Konam hein alpi, they'll be a konam to my mouth. Konam hein lifi. Any of those Lashonos, Asur b'chilufehen u'b'gidulehen. Asur, not only are those fruit asur to me, but they're chiluf. If I switch, if I'm machle, if I substitute these fruit for something else, it might be asur for me to do that. But not only that, if I do switch it, so then the item that I switched it with, the money, whatever it is also asur to me, u'b'gidulehen. And also what grows from these fruit. If I take seeds from these fruit and plant it in the ground and make other fruits, that also is going to be usher. That's if I say konam peiros ha'elu, if I specify. But the opposite, a different case, she'eni ochel, not the opposite, but just a different case, she'eni ochel v'she'eni to'em, if I make a konam, a fruit that I am not going to eat, that I'm not going to taste, right, the bach throughout, the Masechta, whenever it says Sha'ani, changes it to She'eni, She'eni Ochav, She'eni Toeim, Mutter, Bechilufeda, Begiduleim. But if I just make a more general statement that I won't eat it or taste it, I don't say Elu, these, so then Mutter, in the one step removed, the Chilufed and the Gidulin. The Ron explains that since you specified that it was specific fruit in the Reisha, so that makes it as if it is Hektish. And if it's Hektish, so too, just like Hektish, Usser the chilufeira gidulehen, so too these items. Mishum says the Ran on top. The kivin shapirita dvarim hane esarim alav. Since he specified in the resha the items that are usher to him, shavinu alei kehektish. He made it like hektish to him. Umishum hachi mitzar bechilufeira begidulehen, and that's why it's usher. Kihechi, just like the chilufei hektish vegidulav asiri. Just like these, the substitutes and gidulim of a carbon is aser, so too, this is treated like a carbon because you specified and you say it's konam. And he says, delo dami. And it's not like, delo no, there's stam and ateinim umin ha'anavim. I am aser, I'm not going to have any more grapes. I'm not going to have any more figs. Shekivish lo pirate v'aser alav kalamin. I didn't specify. I just asered the whole general min, the whole category, los asam alav hektish. I didn't specify. I make an item hektish. I was more, one might say, focused on me, on the gavra. Shalom eskavein ela me'achilas oso min. And I could say I only had kavana from that item. So therefore, that does not include chilufin igudulin. Right? So the difference is, according to the Ran, whether you specified or whether you generalized. Those are the two. That is the chilek that must be understood. V'hu adin, and then he says, even if it's a little larger than peros elu, v'hu adin nami dimamar peros makom ploni, o peros of shoploni. Right, those, if I specify a specific fruit from a specific place or of a specific person, that also could be like peros elu. Right, that is kivin sheyichid hariyu kaparid va'aser b'chilufeinu b'gidulein. That also can be aser. If you look in the Tosfos Rid here says dafka kisha oser ba'oser b'konam aser b'chilufeihen. All of this halachas that it's aser b'chilufeinu b'gidulein is only if I asered through konam. I asked it and I created it. If it's Isuri Hana'a Sheba'a Memela, Haba'a Melem Kagon, Arlo Vikilei Akarem, right, first 3 years, or Kilei Akarem, not Shruma. Shruma is a special din. But other than that, Chilufeyan, Vigiduleyan Mutarim, right, if I didn't create it, that it doesn't have the status of a carbon, and only those items are going to be Asr Bahana, the Torah said they're Asr Bahana, but the Chilufin and the Gidulin of the other items are going to be Mutter. So that's the first case of the Mishnah, a case of, if I specify according to the Ran, so that's going to have the status of a carbon, and it's going to be Asr, the Chilufin and the Gidulin, but if I say She'eni Ocho, She'eni Toim, it's going to be Mutter. Then the Mishnah adds, V'davar shezaro kala. All this applies only by something that zaro kala. Most things that grow, their seed first decomposes, basically disappears, and then grows. So the items that grow, the gidulin that grow, aren't going to have the ba'en of the makor, the original item in it. So that's why, if I say sheni yochel sheni toim, it's going to be mutter, because the original item is not there anymore. Ava b'davar shein zaro kala, but if it's a type of item that ain't zaro kala, the principle, the makor, is always there. The Ron explains that the other Rishonim say like an onion. It starts off with one bulb, and then it just expands, and more bulbs come from the original bulb, but the bulb is there originally. Afilu gidule gidule isurin, that even many steps later are going to be usur, because the original item that you assert is still Me'urav Bo. And the Ron says, Davar Sheish L'Matirin Lo Batel. This is a Davar Sheish L'Matirin because it's a Neder Sho Efshar B'She'ela. Not a Davar Sheish L'Matirin automatically, but a Davar Sheish L'Matirin with some help. And therefore, it's not going to be Batel. Even though the Gidulin are a lot more than the Iker itself. I remember the Machlokas we had a couple of days ago on Daf Nun Beis, Machlokas in Rashi and Beitza, and the Ron there on Daf Nun Beis, regarding the Svara, why Davar Sheish L'Matirin is not Batel. Is it because you might as well wait? That was Rashi. Acha Tochlenu Be'Isser, Tochlenu Be'Heter. Or the Ron, based on Min Bemino and two items that are like, do not clash, and therefore they can coexist. Machlokas, Rashi, and the Ron. That was earlier, but that's what the Ron here says. If it's Ein Zaro Kala, then it is not Batel, because it is a Davar Sheish Lo Matirin. The Bali Musar talk about this concept in many different contexts, about Davar Shezaro Kala, that seeds in the ground first decompose, and then they grow. Hashem put it into the Bria, into the Teva, in many different areas, that first there is something that, first there is, we might call darkness, and only after that is light. First something is destroyed before it goes up. There's stira before binyan. There's nighttime before daytime. Ayer v'yivoker, right? There is here. The seed becomes destroyed before it then grows, right? It says in Tanakh, ki nafalti kamti. Part of the kima process is the prior nefila. A person doesn't just happen to be nofel, but the nefilas themselves are part of the kima, part of the growth. Ki nafalti kamti, and Hashem put it in the Bria to show us this message, right? Before it starts raining, which is gishmei bracha, the sky becomes totally dark and totally overcast, right? Darkness then creates the beautiful Gishmei Bracha. So that's it's in the Bria. So too, when something most things, that Zaro Kala, it first decomposes, it first breaks down, and only then is created, that is a message for us, right? The Kutzker says that's even Klicheres. Klicheres, we know, is the only type of item that is not Mitamei, when you touch it. It's metame only, mitame, it only becomes tame when you hang something in it. Why? Because cheres doesn't have value inherently in the material. Its only value is the function that it serves. So therefore, what's the function? It holds something. So that's why the tumah also affects not the value, the item itself, like touching it from the outside, but only its function. And how you metaher cheres? Right, so it's not, you can't just put it into a mikvah. So if it's all about function, you have to remove the function. And what do? Ein takana el b'shvira. So you break the klicheres because you want to restart. You want to restart. You got to remove the function. So you have to break it, and then you rebuild. You have a breaking, you have a destruction before the rebuilding. The Kusker says that's about a person also. A person has to, when one does tshuva, we have to, like a klicheres, we have to do shviras halev, we have to do tshuva and start again and become a new person, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, and only then will we be able to have growth. But that's all alluded to in this reality in nature that the Mishnah mentions here, that always before Bria is Nefila. Many times before there's a tremendous light in the world, there is darkness. Okay, so back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that the halacha of Bittel, that there's, or at least there's going to be a limit on the Chilufin and the Gidulin, is only by Davar Shezaro Kala, but if not, it's going to be Usur the whole way down. Viter. Ha'omer le'ishto konem ma'ase yadayich alai. A man says to his wife, your ma'ase yadayim are asur on me. He can't say, I'm not going to do something for you. He's meshubit. But he can say, your ma'isi adayim are usher to me. Konim eim alpi, konim eim lafi. They're all usher to my mouth. Usher b'chilufeta b'gidulayhen. Again, he specifies your ma'isi adayim. She's going to make a certain amount. So that is going to be usher. The Ritva says here, even though the language, he says this earlier also, the language used is alpi or lafi, it's going to be usher bahana also. He just uses the lashon of peh as a lashon of it's going to be usher to me. But don't think that just means to the mouth. The Ritva says it means v'hai lishna mashba isser hana lo isser achila b'lachut. V'yavagav da'amar lafi o alpi kaman da'amar la'atzmi dami. That's what it really means. It means to myself. Lafi just means to myself. That is the Ritva. Don't take lafi So literally. So that's the second case. A man says that to his wife, that all of his, her ma'isi adayim, her earnings are going to be aser. He's entitled to it. But if he says asers it, so, it works. And the reason he says al pir lafi, that lashon, is because he wants it to be on a davar sheish bo mamish. Right? It's not here now, so davar sheish bo mamish, that makes it into the nether. Sheini ochel v'sheini toeim. But again, if he says that, other lashon, mutu b'chilufeinu b'gidulein, that it's mutter, because he's saying only these items, the first items that I'm going to taste, that I'm going to eat, that's what's going to be usher. But everything else, the substitute and the gidulin are going to be mutter. B'davar shezara kala, only by something, the Mishnah repeats, where the seed is no longer there, meaning, let's say he takes the ma'isi adayim, the earnings are fruit, or he substitutes it for fruit, right? It's all zara kala. Avodavar she'in zara kala, afil gidulin gidulin asurin. That is part one of the Mishnah. Now we have part two of the Mishnah. So part two of the Mishnah reflects that there's some shalom bias issues between a couple. Let's first read the Mishnah, and then maybe we can talk about some of the messages that we can prevent this. Says the Mishnah, we had this also, part of it before. Shat oseini ochel ara Pesach. Whatever you make, your earnings, I'm not going to eat until Pesach. Shat oseini miskasa ara Pesach. Whatever you do, whatever you make, I'm not going to cover myself, use the money to cover myself on Ara Pesach. So the Ara Pesach sounds like it's going on his action. It's not going on her items, right? I'm not going to do that until Pesach. So therefore, says the Mishnah, Asta lefnei ha-Pesach, mutter lechol l'skaso zachar ha-Pesach. If she makes something before Pesach, so then he's not allowed to use it until Pesach. But after Pesach, it's going to be mutter. Because it doesn't sound like he's asering the items. He's just asering using those items before Pesach. But if he switches the phrase and says, Sha'at ose ad ha-Pesach eini ochel, what you make until Pesach, I will not eat. V'sha'at ose ad ha-Pesach eini miskase, he switches the language a little bit. Whatever you make until Pesach, I'm not going to use to cover myself. So then, Aser lefnei Pesach, aser lecho lulis kasos achra Pesach. Then he's asking the items. Whatever you make before Pesach, I'm not going to use. Sounds like he's not going to use them ever. He's asking these chefses. Whatever she makes before Pesach is going to be aser even after Pesach. So that is a chilek in terms of the lashon that is used. What about now if he has some type of additional tnai? Sha'at nehenes li ara Pesach and molechas at the base of Ichar HaChag. He starts getting into more specific cases about what her behavior is allowed. Let's read the case and then we'll talk about it. You're not allowed to get hana from me until Pesach. Im holechas at the base of Ichar HaChag. He doesn't want her to go to her father's house before for a long time. So you are not allowed to get hana from me until Pesach. Im holechas at the base of Ichar HaChag. So what is the He is being mechalik between the Pesach and Sukkot. She's not allowed to go to her father's house all the way until Sukkot. But what is she not allowed to do? She's not allowed to get benefit from him until Pesach, until if she goes to her father's house until Sukkot. So what's the halacha? So halachah lefnei haPesach. So if she goes to her father's house before Pesach, that's the tenai. Remember, there's a case, what's the tenai and what's the din? So if you go before Sukkot, then you can't get benefit from me before Pesach. So if she goes before Pesach, so she's already in a serious state at that moment. So that asur ban asur ala Pesach, that she can't get hana until Pesach, because she already has gone. But turning over la'achra Pesach b'bal yachel. And if she goes after Pesach, she's already violated. She's already within the Isra of bal yachel because she went to her father's house before Sukkot. Okay, this is a case that we had earlier. Let's make a couple of comments. First of all, how could he make such a comment that she is not allowed to do this? Isn't he mishubit to her in terms of giving her hana'ah? So why is it that he has such control over her life that he could say that, you're not allowed to get any benefit from me? So Tosfos not here, but Tosfos earlier, where this was asked this, back on Tesvav and Aleph, Tosfos, on the bottom of Tesvav and Aleph, we didn't mention this then, bottom Tosfos, Tema, Hamishabidla, Ve'echimati Madula. How could a husband, Aser, giving benefit to his wife, right? Sherek sus va'ona, right? He has to be meshubit to her. So this has two answers. Number one, which is what the Gemara does earlier, maybe switch the lashon. The Gemara, the Mishnah here does not mean that he's saying, my hana is aser to you. He's not allowed to do that. If that's the formulation, it doesn't work. But really what it means is that konam tashmishich alai v'sha'at nenes li lav dafka. He formulates it in a way that it's really, he's asering himself. So that he's always allowed to do, that he's answering himself, not that he's answering him on her. Number one. Number two, suggests Tosfos, well, here he's only answering in a certain situation. If she follows instructions, so then it's not usher. And she's not usher. So maybe that's why it's chal. He can't answer blanket that he's gonna answer hana on her. But if it's totally on something and she fulfills the tanai, so then it's okay. Inami says Tosfos, shiny hacha, kivet shetola had neder bidavar sheyichola lekayim. Since he's told the neder on something that she can be bekayim, shaber chayla neder. The neder can be chal af kimadira. Even if he is madher, it's still going to work because she has the possibility of not violating the neder. That's Tosfos's 2 days is back on Tesvav and Aleph to explain here this Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin. Next point: the Rambam quotes this halacha in Perak Yud Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam paskins that if she does go and get hana'a and she goes before Pesach, both of them, so then there is going to be Malkus in that case. And that's a diak that the Karen Ora makes. Says the Rambam, let's read it. Mishahidir is Ishto Mar Cheshvan. Let's read the specific case, I'm sorry. Mar Cheshvan. Va'amrala, it's Cheshvan, it's right after Sukkot. Va'amrala, Shein At Nenes Li Mikanu Ad Pesach. You are not allowed to get any hana from me until Pesach, in Techa Lebeis Avich Me'ayom Ad Sukkot. Right, it was just Sukkot. Maybe he's upset. I can't believe you were at your father's house so much on Sukkot. Next Sukkot, this isn't going to happen. So he says, you know, you're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to go all the way. Maybe by next Sukkot, I'll calm down. So until Sukkot, you can't go, and you're not allowed to get benefit from me until Pesach. So Harezu Asur Lehanos Lo Miyad Gezer Hashem Atelech. So she can't get benefit from him right away because she might end up going, and then the Hano will Mamelo Lamafreya be Asur. V'im Halcha Lefnei HaPesach. But if she did go before Pesach, Fahari Hu Mahane Osa Lefnei HaPesach, and he was Mahane her before Pesach, Hare Ze Loke. There is Malkus. So two important points of the Rambam. Number one, the Karen Ora is Madaik. The Karen Ora, again, not here, but on top of Tezvav, where it was said earlier. It sounds like for the Rambam that the only time that there's going to be Malkus is if everything happens before Pesach. Remember, he said, you can't go until Sukkot until you get a Hana before Pesach. So if the Hana is had before Pesach, and the Halicha is done before Pesach, that's where there's going to be Malkus. But let's say she gets a Hana before Pesach, but she then goes before Sukkot. Afterwards, so she also violated Bal Yachel. Says the Karen Ora, it sounds like for the Rambam that there wouldn't be Malkus though. Avalamafreya ain't a lokim. It's Sarech Lomar, says the Karen Ora. To Mishum dihi avra al hatznai lo mistaver she yokev hulamafreya. If she violates, at the moment she gets the Hana, is she violating yet? So if she's violating before Pesach, she's already gone to her father's house and she's getting the Hana, so that at the moment she gets the Hana, she's violating. So there can be Malkus at that moment. But if she got Hana before Pesach, and now we're held in limbo, we don't know. 6 months later, she violates the Tanai, so Lamafreya now, the Hana that was given to her by her husband was Aser, we're not going to give Malkus then when it's passive. That connects, that's the next part of the Keradorah, that connects to the big chiddush that the Rambam is saying here. And the Ran already was very upset about this twice in this Masechta. The Rambam says, who's getting the Malkus here? He's getting the Malkus, not her. When she gets the Hana, he's going to get the Malkus. Says the Rambam, how could it be that she is going to get, she's going to get the Hana, but she didn't make the Neder. She didn't create this difficult situation. He was Madir her. That's what the Rambam says twice, but this is one of the places. He's going to get the Malkus. So that's the Keranorah, the Rambam Lashitaso. It has to be something that he is active in. So he is Mahaneher before Pesach, and she has already gone to her father's house before Pesach. So at that moment, there's going to be Malkus. If for some reason he's behind her now, but she only goes in 6 months from now, so then there's not going to be Malkus. There's going to be an Isser, Bal Yachel, but there's not going to be Malkus. That's the Rambam right here in Yud Yud Beis. The Ran, if you remember, jumps on the Rambam. She's the one that's getting the Hanoah. She's violating the Neder. Yes, he created the situation. But still, she is the one that is violating. So if she is violating, so then she is the one that's going to get the Malkus. So it's a double machlokas. Number one, who's going to get the Malkus, him or her? And number two, it could be that the Ran would say that even afterwards, even when there's a violation of the Tznai, after Pesach, still Malkus is going to, the Malkus is going to kick it. So that is the Rambam and the Ran and the Karen Ora. We see here that there are some shalom bias issues between this couple of the husband not letting his wife and answering the Hana. Just two or three sources to mention that has come up before, but they're too hard to pass up. In terms of the positive, how do we prevent ourselves from coming into these situations that we're going to answer things on each other because of being upset? The chulu. Right? If you, it's amazing ha'ara that is made. If you look in Brachos, right after the story of the Eitz Hadas and Adam and Chava get their punishments, the Nachash gets his punishment, and Isha gets the punishment, and Adam gets the punishment. What happens right after the whole story? Right after Adam gets his punishment. You got to sweat to make a living. Right, he gets the curse of death. What's the very next pasuk in the Torah? What is Adam's reaction to this event? He turns to his wife, and what does he say? Honey, I can't believe this. Right, what did he do earlier? He blamed her. But now what? What does Adam do? What's Adam's reaction? Vayikra ha'adam shem ishto chava. Ki hi haisa eim kol chai. He looks at her and he calls the Isha, which is what she's called in the Torah up until now. He calls Isha chava. Ki hi haisa eim kol chai. He recognizes what she's about. I'm going to call her chava from the word chai because she's the mother eim kol chai. And what's the very next pasuk? Hashem makes clothing for Adam and Chava, and he dresses them, right? One of the four Maisa, Masim, Gemilas Chesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, that we're supposed to follow him. We're at the end of the first parak of Sota, which tells us, Mahu Afata, just like he was Mavakar Cholim, by Avraham, so too we have to be, just like he was Menachem Avelim, by Yitzchak. So do we have to be, just like he was Kover Mason by Moshe, so do we have to be, and just like he was Malbish Arumim, this Pasuk, so too we have to be. So those are the four actions, this is one of them. But I think I saw Rabbi Friend in one of his Sfarim mentions this thought that I don't remember who he quotes it from, but he says, what's the message? Right after this whole thing happens, he has this reaction, he doesn't get angry, what does he do? Vayikra da Hashem Ishto Chava Ki Haisayim Kol Chai. What did he do? He realizes, and he does not put out of proportion exactly what happened. He realizes what his wife has done for him. He realizes what the purpose of his wife is. This woman is the mother of mankind. So yes, she brought death to the world. That's true. So it was terrible. But you know what? I'm not going to let that affect our relationship. I'm not going to blow that out of proportion. I'm going to be a mevatron. I'm going to be let it slide. And he calls her Chava Ki Yaseyev Kol Chai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns around and sees, you're a Vashran, you're able to let things slide. You're able to look beyond the present moment and remember all the wonderful times. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'm also a Vatran. I'll give you Kasnasar, and I'll be Malbishu." So Kadosh Baruch Hu has that too. That is the reaction, the message being for us. We have to keep things in perspective. We have to keep not blow things out of proportion. If there's something that occurs at a moment, we have to try to calm down. We have to try to not act based on it at that moment and be able to see beyond it. This is exactly the same message in an unbelievable context in Parshas Mishpatim also. In the Das HaKeinim, Ibali HaTosfos, in a very surprising makar. Again, a pasuk that does not seem so exciting, that he makes very exciting. Says the Das HaKeinim, Upasar Basada Trefa. Parachav Beis Pasuk Lamed. The pasuk says, if you have a trefa animal, right, let's say you have a sheep, that had a treif in it, right? It's not the kosher. It has a blemish that makes it into a treifa. So what is the halacha? You have to throw that to the dogs. Lakelav tashlichad osav. To throw it to the dogs. Why dafka the dogs? Why dafka the dogs? Well, because l'yechras kelav l'shono, going back to that, they didn't bark when we left Mitzrayim. So why dafka lakelav tashlichad osav? Says the Das HaKeinim, unbelievable. Me'achar, what type of dog are we talking about here? We must be talking about a dog that's with you. Not a stranger. What dogs are with you? That you also have a animal that's a trefa. It must be, says the Das HaKeinim, that this dog that we're talking about is your guard dog for your sheep. If anybody ever sees sheep, we have them in Beit Shemesh. We have, you see on the mountains, 200 sheep and two or three dogs that are circling that help the shepherd take care of the sheep. So there are dogs that help. That must be the dog that we're talking about. The dog that's with the owner, who now has a sheep that has a trefa, give it to the dogs. What's the emphasis of the pasuk? Who let this animal become a trefa? Who let the wolf come in the night before and make this animal a trefa, and now, you know, you can't eat it? Must be these dogs. These dogs messed up. What does the Torah say? Give the meat to the dogs. Remember what the dogs have done for the past 6 months. They didn't mess up. Remember, imagine what the dogs are going to do for you in the future. Don't take this one event and blow it out of proportion. Give the meat to the dogs. So I'll read it. Me'acher shahakelev maser nafsho ala trefa kishaba hazev latarfa. The dog was moser nefesh on the trefa when the zev was toref. Lo tia kafui tova kinegdo. Don't be so ingrate. Don't have some gratitude. Shakshiyah lachat trefa kishatash lichayi love bischar shasham ranata. Right, give her the schar of throwing the meat to the dogs that she's been so faithful for you up until today. Shalom nitrafa v'gam shomer od ha'acheros ki chein derech ha'olam l'hamid klavim l'shmar atzom min hazeivim. It's the derech of the world to have dogs and to help protect from wolves. So says the Das HaKeinim. Right, keep things in perspective. Remember the past. Remember what's going to be about. Think about the future. Don't let the present affect the relationship and ruin it forever. So that's the ultimate Shalom Bayis message. Right, exactly what the thought was from Parshas Bereishis. And just to keep in mind also, the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, this, as whenever we quote this, we like to say this is a refrigerator Rambam. It's a Rambam that should be on the refrigerator. The Rambam says at the end of Perek Tesvav, in Hilchos Ishus, each couple in the marriage has to treat the other one like royalty. They shouldn't treat themselves like royalty. They should treat each other like royalty. And in that way, it'll be unbelievable. Where's the line? I'm sorry. Halacha Yutas. Sheyehe adam mechabedes ishto, yeser migufo. Va'ohava kagufo. Be mechabed your wife even before, more than you, and love her like yourself. V'im yesh lo mamon harbe, marbe b'tovasa, kefi ha-mamon. And buy her things. V'lo yatel aleha ema yesera, chas v'shalom, to cause inappropriate ema. V'ye dibuvuro ima b'nachas. V'lo ye atzev. V'lo roges. Right? A man should cherish and focus on the relationship. And the other way, v'chein tzivu chacham mala isha, sh'tei mechabedes es bailo b'yoser midai. V'yelo aleha mora, he shouldn't instill ema, but she should have mora. V'taseh kol ma'aseh al piv, v'yia be'ineha k'mo sar o melech. V'haleches v'tavas libo umurachekes kol she'yisna. They should each look at each other like royalty. V'zehu derech benos Yisrael, u'b'nei Yisrael ha'kadoshim, ha'tahorib v'zivugan, This is it. Ubedrachem elu yet yishuvana em meshubach. If we look at each other like the king, like the queen, but not look at ourselves like the king, like the queen, then everything could work out and everything could be beautiful. And we could at least try to yearn and see the model of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Again, not like Rav Shlomo Zalman is going to be reality for most of us, but, you know, at least as a model. Say, Rav Shlomo Zalman's wife's Levaya, when they were going after, when he was going after the Mita, Rav Shlomo Zalman was overheard saying, you know, the minhag is to ask Mechila, you know, at a Levaya, but there was nothing that we ever did to each other that we have to ask Mechila about. Rav Shlomo Zalman. Again, that's unfathomable for us mortals, but everything was up via Torah. Everything was exactly what the Torah says. So there's nothing to ask Mechila about. We, you know, are not on that level, and nobody should ever think that, oh, you know, I'm like Rav Shlomo Zalman, I never did anything. Oh, she has to, you know, she has plenty to ask Mechila for. Chas v'shalom. You know, we both have to ask Mechila, we both have to work on the relationship, all of us, but at least to know that there is someone out there who's from our generation, Nifta 20 years ago, that reached that level. One final point on this, and then we'll continue the Mishnah. The Rishonim discuss here, and even more in Maseches Gittin and Daf Pei Gimel, when are we nervous that there's going to be a violation in the future? When are we choshesh? Like here, we say that she can't get benefit because we're nervous that the Tanai is going to be fulfilled. When do we say, oh, don't worry about it? She won't be nervous about the Tanai. She won't be violate the Tanai. Like the Gemara there talks about. Man gets a get to his wife, she doesn't drink wine for the next 4 months. So the get kicks in right away. We're not worried that and she can even get married maybe. We're not worried that she's going to drink wine over the next 4 months. So here we are nervous, right, that the Tanai is going to be violated, meaning fulfilled, and therefore the wrong thing. So when is it that we do assume and are nervous, and when not, here we are nervous, there we're not. So the Ritva discusses this in Gittin on Daf Pei Gimel. He quotes, it could be over there, the rule is here, that we are nervous usually. But over there we're mako. Why are we mako? Isseracious ish. Isseracious, we're mako? Usually we're machmir by isseracious ish. What do you mean we're mako? No, the issue is like aguna. We'll be mako by the isseracious ish because of the chumra that comes up if she ends up having lied. Right? If she ends up having lied, she gets married, then there'll be an issue of mamzeris. She's not going to want to have that in her life. So that's why over there, shiny isseracious ish, mishim chomer shehechmarta aleha besofa, shim avra al tana, v'niseis lazesh, and esra alav nimsa, get batel, banam mamzerin. The get's going to be batel. So therefore, we are not nervous over there because she has this chumra in her mind that is staring at her. The other chiluk that one might have is over there, it is a tnai that what does she have to do for everything to be good? She has to, you know, not do something. Not drink wine or some of the other contexts there. Some Gemaras, might not work out here, but some Gemaras, they have to do something. So it could be that we're not going to assume that they're going to do something, but we can assume that they're going to do something, b'shev al tase. Deina d'roma, t'nai, shu shev al tase, l'tnai, sheish b'kum v'ase, shekol t'nai shu b'shev al tase, kego shalot t'inasi l'shploni, shalot t'ishti yayin, matir no sali nasi miyad, v'itachosh l'atzma, aval t'nai shu b'kum v'ase, kegon, shetitin li matayim zuz, v'shetivali t'inasi l'ploni, t'ishti yayin, choshina, shem te'anes v'lo t'kayim. So sometimes we find that chiluk of kum v'ase, and Shev al Tasa. That might not be regarding our case, but that is the case involved. So says the Mishnah. So those are a couple of issues related to the bottom line. Says the Gemara now. Says the Mishnah. Top of Amabase. Says the Mishnah. Top of Nunzai. Sha'at Nenis Liarachag. So what if he uses this lashon? You can't get hana from me until Sukkis im holechas at la beisavich ara Pesach. The other way, you can't get benefit all the way until Sukkis if you go to your father's house until Pesach. So now the conditions of the Tanai are shorter, right? You can't go until Pesach. And if you go until Pesach, you're asur until Sukkis. But if you don't go until Pesach, it's okay. So, ha'chol lefnei ha'Pesach, asur ha'banos ha'arachag. If she goes before Pesach, then she's asur before Sukkis. U'muteres leilech achar Pesach. But after Pesach, there's no issue. After Pesach, she's able to go. It's no problem. The Ron says, why would you think otherwise? You might think we're gozer. We're gozer afterwards. If you're able to go afterwards, maybe you might have to go before. So we don't make such a gzera. We assume that it is going to be, she's not going to make such a mistake. Weiter. Ha'omer le'ishto. Konem asi adayach alai, konem ein alpi, konem ein lefi v'chulu. So the Mishnah's next case, where he answers the ma'asi adayim, her ma'asi adayim on her, Yishmael ish kfar yama. Yishmael, the man from the kfar yama. Does that mean the kfar near the yam? Does that mean a name? Or va'amri lo ish kfar di yama, which is the name of a city. He'ela b'yado. He brought up the following question. What does Hela Biyado mean? So the pashtus is, the Rishonim say, it's a figurative lashon. You know, you bring up a good question. What, you have physically something in your hand that you're bringing up? No, that's the language. You bring up a good question. Hela Biyado. That's what the Ran says. Second line in the Ran. Hela She'ela Zu Befiv. He brought this up in his mouth. Right, if you look in the Rav Avraham Nahar, he says it's literal. It's literal that... he brought up an onion, because we're about to talk about an onion. So he brought up an onion in his hand, which gets into separate issues, because are they out of Eretz Yisrael here? Are they in Eretz Yisrael? Right, if it was out of Eretz Yisrael, then he brought the onion, then it would be an issue of exporting Peiros Shemitah, as we're going to talk about. We're talking about a Shemitah fruit, which is a separate topic, whether one is allowed to. It's come up next year, B'ez Hashem, in terms of Esrogim, right, the schus of having an Esrog of Eretz Yisrael for the mitzvah. So is it appropriate to export a fruit with Kedusha Shvius outside of Eretz Yisrael? So that's a big topic. But anyway, so that's the issue here. So Rabbi Nahar mentions that. But what's the kasha? Batzel. And it's going to relate to our Mishnah. Batzel she'ikaro b'shvius. Akro b'shvius. I'm sorry. Akro b'shvius v'nato b'shvius. You have an onion that you uprooted during Shemitah. Why is it important that you uprooted during Shemitah? Because a batzel is a yerek. And vegetables, if you're a member, go by lakita. Does not go by when they blossom, but it goes by when they are picked. Right? Yerakos go by lakita. So basal she'i akro b'shvius. And then what happens? You have a Shemitah onion, and you replant it in the eighth year. You take a Kedushas Shemitah onion, and you replant it in the eighth year. And what happens to an onion when it's replanted? It starts growing. It's growing more bulbs, and it becomes a whole new onion patch. So, says the, this Yishmael, Ishfrayama, you put it back in the ground, v'rabu gidulav alikaro, and the gidulim, the bulbs now are expanded, and they're much more than the original ikar, the ikar bulb. So, v'hachi kami baili, this is what the question that Yishmael, Ishfrayama had, gidulav heter v'ikaro aser. So, the original bulb, hakdusha shvius, what the Gemara calls aser. And the gidulim are mutter. So what do we say in this case? V'kivan derabu gidulav b'ikaro, osen gidulav m'heter, ma'alen es ha'iser, olo. His question is, let's take the words of the Gemara at face value. Do we say that when there's so much new growth, it could be mevatel, even the ikur, and even the ikur becomes mutter? That's what it sounds like from the language of the Gemara. Gidule heter ma'alin es ha'iser olo. That meaning, and this is the way the Rosh and Tosfos understand the question of the Gemara, the gidulin, the growth that came out of the onion in the eighth year, for sure don't have kedusha shvius. That's for sure mutter. The only shiloh of the Gemara is, if it grows so much, is it even mevatel the ikur? And now even the ikur onion is going to be mutter. That is the question of the Gemara, according to Tosfos and according to the Rosh. If you look in Tosfos, Tosfos says in the last couple of skinny lines in Tosfos, "V'achi kamei boyle gidule heterim to lo gazra gidule shvius liyo shvius." We don't have a chumrah of gidule shmita being like shmita. Kemosha gazra gidule truma. Only by truma do we have a special din of gidule truma. If you have truma and you put it into the ground and it grows, so that's also going to be us or why? Let's see, I'm a Yisrael. I have so much truma I have to give. You know what? I don't want to. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the truma. I'm going to put it back in the ground. So when it grows, you see, all the gidulim are now mutter to me. So the Chachamim took away that option. Gidulei truma are also like truma. So davka by truma, they said that. Shebit truma hechmiru mishim gezel ha-shevet. By truma they were machmir, because we don't want you stealing from the shevet of Kohanim. The ikur aser beperu shvius. But by other context, we mentioned earlier, by Arlo, by Kelei Akerem, here, by Shemitah, so we don't have that din of gidulim being aser. So the gidulim are mutter. So now the only shaila is, do we say that the gidulim are even powerful enough to be mevatel the ikur? Last skinny line, denehi demidaraisa batel berov shema chachamim echmiru kivan de ikur chashuv velo batel umidirabanan udimibayale. Says Tosfos, you know, maybe the Rabbanu were machmer that even though we have a concept of bittul, maybe bittul wouldn't work here. That's the Ran, that's the Rush in interpreting this question of the Gemara. We'll get to the continuation of Ezra of Tosfos in a minute, but first let's go to the Ran. The Ran, though, does not say that this is the question. The Ran realizes and recognizes that what he's about to say is not the pashtus of the language of the Gemara. But he says, look, there's a perfect example of Rishon being convinced by his shita, the logic, and therefore he rereads the pashtus way of understanding a Gemara. The Ran says here that the she'ela is on the gidulin also. The question is, when you have a fruit, the onion of Shemitah, are the gidulin mutter? And if they are mutter, are they mevatel? Yes, it's true that the question the Gemara asks is being asked, but there's also the hidden question as well. That's what the Ran says, right on the first couple of skinny lines on top. He says, the Gemara could have asked about the Gidulon themselves also. Miyu haba atalia. The Ran says it must be that the two questions would be dependent on each other. If the answer is that the Gidulin, the Iker, is Batel, then obviously the Gidulin are Mutter. The Ein Ma'alin, Pshita Da Asiri, which is not so Pashit, but that one, the Ran says, and if it's not Mevatel, then obviously the Gidulin are Usser. Right, he doesn't take into account Tosis' suggestion. No, it could be that they're Mutter, but it's just not going to be Mevatel. The Shara Hayu Ma'alin, Kach Nira Be'enai, Ubisamach Tereh. Mashis kikani lafarishkach. Soon you'll see what forced me to say this. I know it's difficult to put into the word, says the Ran, but you'll see soon. All right, what is the why did I force myself to say this is the question? But these are the two ways to understand whether the question is even about the gidulin themselves or it's only about the ikar, but the gidulin are for sure mutter. The Rishonim then bring up another important shas topic that we haven't seen in a long time. And that is the sugya of ze vize goreim. If you look in the Ran brings it up on the couple of lines from the bottom. Tosfos, I'll read it from Tosfos. Tosfos, where we got up to on the first wide line of Tosfos, the Hiksha HaRav Reb Eliezer Mimetz. Who's Reb Eliezer Mimetz? He's a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. He's the author of the Sefer Yoreim. Many times when the Sefer Yoreim is quoted, it's quoted as Reish Aleph Mem. So we shouldn't be confused. Right, if we're talking about an Achron, Reish Aleph Mem is usually Reb Eliyahu Mizrachi, one of the great commentaries on Rashi al Torah. But if you see in the Rishonim, Reish Aleph Mem quoted, that's the Yoreim, Reb Elazar Mimetz. So says Reb Elazar Mimetz, Amai lo havi zev zegor memutter. We paskins, machlokas tanam elsewhere, zev zegorim, if you have two ingredients that are causing a certain result. What is the classic case of zev zegorim? I have some yeast of truma and some yeast of chulin that together cause a dough to rise. So, does that dough have the status of truma or not? Zev zegorim. You have some truma that causes it to grow and some chulin. So, what about here? Zev zegorim. What do you mean? How are these new gidulin growing? The Shemitah onion is causing it to grow, but also the ground is causing it to grow. So, it's zev zegorim. So, why don't we say mutter? Right, we paskim utasha karka shehi heter v'ha'ikar shu iser gormen legidulin. That's the Tosas's kasha. So Tosas answers. First answer, you're right. This Gemara must be going like the shita that holds zev zegorim is aser. V'tireis esaver zev zegorim aser. And then he quotes v'kasha laharam tahachachad gorimu. And he says, maybe the whole question doesn't get off the ground. But here it's one gorim. What, the ground is helping out? It's the onion. The onion's causing more onions. To karka lo chashvina la legoreim to heter. You don't look at the ground as a separate ingredient and a separate cause. Gorim to karka eno mino veino dorim regorim letarnagolas. He quotes, he says, that's not called a separate gorim. So it's really two days whether this is a case of zev zegorim or not. Right? It's a two separate days. If you look in the some of the Achronim, they discuss, you know, what are these two days about? Maybe it goes to what the root iser of how do you understand zev zegorim. Rav Shimon, the Shamrish Yoshar, writes, what's the svar of zev zegorim? Shar gimel perachav hey, that zev zegorim works through bittel. The heter, the iser is batel in the heter. Shegorim ha iser misbatel klapi gorim ha heter. V'lachein, and that is why, that's how it works. And therefore, I'm sorry, I should have mentioned it before. The Ran here says, you know why Zev Zegorim doesn't work? because it's a davar sheish lamatirin. He talks about you're able to eat in a certain context. It's not totally usser. So the Rav Shimon Shkaf says, "Ah, oh, that's the Ran Lashitaso. Davar sheish lamatirin is not batel, like we said before, because it could coexist with each other, and that's why he says it works through bittel." There is another way to understand. This is the way the Achronim understand it. Does it work through Bittul, or does it work through, it's a Chiddush HaTorah. It's what Gzeiras HaKasav we might call it. Right? That's what the Avni Miluim writes. Avni Miluim writes in the Tshuva, in Simin Vav, right, that the Afalpi, sorry, let me just, it's really, Rav Shimon quotes both days. I'll read the Avni Miluim holds that the Bittul approach. He says, the Afalpi Shebechol HaTorah, Bittul Hudafka Barov, Khan, Kivon She'eno Isser Mamish, Elo Ragorim, Batel Echad Be'echad. It works through Bittul, but it's not normal laws of Bittul. V'lachin B'dinim She'en Bohem Din Bittul Barov, Gon Chamez Be'pesach, Gamzev Zagorim Ye'asser. That's the Avni Miluim, and that's Rav Shimon Shkaf, and that's others. But Rav Shimon also quotes another formulation. Not Bittul, Ela, She'kivon She'anu Donim Al Davar, She'rak Nigram Me'isser. V'lo al ha'isser ba'atzmo, hu chisaron mitzad ha'isser. This new isser that we're trying to be done on, why should this be usser? Because one of its ingredients is usser. But that's one step removed. It's a chiddush ha'Torah. V'lachenu nechshav kimiyut l'gabe hatzad ha'mutter. Avo b'tzad ha'mutter lo shayach lomar sheish chisaron. V'chuli continues. Basically, as it's called in the Achronim, is it midin bittul or a din nifrad? Right, a new din of Zev Zagorim being mutter. And there are nafkaminas to the two formulations. But that is the sugya of Zev Zagorim that is brought up here. Anyway, let's get back to the main question. The main question we're dealing with is when you put a Shemitah onion in the ground, and now it grows into many non-Shemitah onions. Right, it's in the eighth year you put it in the ground. So Tosafot in the Rush says, do the non-Shemitah onions, are they mevatel the Shemitah onion? And the Ran even says, are those usser or not? So Yishmael goes around and asks people. So also the comment of Rabbi Ami, first comes Rabbi Ami, lo avi biyad, he didn't know. Why is that in Shas? To teach us that sometimes we don't know either. Even the Amoron didn't know. Also the comment of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. So he comes to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Pashat Lo Amin Hada. So he proves it from the following. Damar Rabbi Chanina, Trita'a, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Batzel Shel Truma, Shenato, an onion of Truma. That was planted, v'rabo gidulav ali karo, and now the gidulim are more than the ikar, and they're marban the ikar mutter. So you see, it's mutter. So what do you see from there? That the gidulim are marbe, and the vatel the ikar. Right? So, Rabbi Yana says, lakula, so to speak. So that's why it should be mutter. The Ran notes, what do you mean mutter? What do you mean mutter? It becomes tevel. Not that it's mutter, right? It's truma. I'm a Yisrael, so it's truma. So I can't eat the truma. Once it becomes tevel, then I can't eat it when I'm take off truma and ma'isrus. That's what it means, mutter. It's mutter now to eat achilas arai. As we know, to snack on it out in the fields, as we know, the din is midaraisa. We know there are six things that are kovela ma'isrus, midarabanan, bringing it to your house, bringing it to your chatzer, bishul, Shabbos, right? Six things. But on a daraisa level, it's mutter achilas arai. So that's what it means, mutter here, says the Ran. Amale, which is a shaila, why, what's the svara for achilas arai being mutter, right? When you have treif, you can't even snack on treif. All of a sudden, when it comes to tevel, you're allowed to snack on it, you just can't eat it achilas keva. What's the svara for that? So that's also a question in the Rishonim. But let's continue. Amale, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Tamer, Rabbi Zrika, Shavik Mar Train, Vavik Echad. Why do you, Rabbi Yanai, you go like, or Rabbi, the question is really on Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, why do you go like Rabbi Yanai? He's only one person. There are two other great Amorayim that say the other way. Like where? Umaninu, train, who are the two? Otherwise, I'm Rabbi Yvo, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yal dashes sivcha bizakena, if I take a very young sapling, which is Arla, within the first 3 years, so it's Aser Bana, and I graft it with an older tree. So now, it gets the status of the older tree. Because that's what's in the ground, it's grafted. Uba peros, and there are fruit on it, but now the fruit get bigger and they grow. They're only tiny little fruit, and now they become more. Even though it gets 200 times bigger, which is usually the line for bittul by arla, asur. It's still asur. So what do you see? You see that the ikar is not batel. This could be where the Ran reread the early Gemara for, because this sounds like asur. Maybe even the gedulim are asur. Maybe that's why he reread the Gemara earlier. But you see, Rabbi Yochanan says at least that the original is Aser. And it's not only Rabbi Yochanan, it's Rabbi Yonasan. Butzel, shenato bekerem. What if you have kilai hakerem? You have an onion planted in a vineyard. So it's Aser. But no, you have to burn it. V'ne'ekar hakerem. But then you remove the kerem. So now you have this onion in the ground by itself. And it grows more Aser. So again, you see it's Aser. So the Gidulin are not Marbe. So that's why the Gemara says, hey, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, you have one sheet on your side, but there are two sheets on the other side. So Hadr, so two against one. So Hadr, also the Kamed Rabbi Ami. So Yishmael, Ishkfar Yama, wasn't finished yet. He goes to ask Rabbi Ami. Upasha Leminado, and Rabbi Ami answers from the following. By the way, the Raman Paskins, like the Lechumer Shita, like these two other, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan. But he goes to ask Rabbi Ami. And Rabbi Ami says, from the following case, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Litra Bitzalim, Shetikna. What if you have onions that you masake? Meaning, you have onions that you took off Shumas and Maisers. Onions, good onions. Vizara, and then you put it back into the ground. Mitaseres Lefikula. What does that mean? That now even that onion returns to its state of Tevel. Meaning, all the growth, its new growths are for sure Tevel. Even it's Tevel, but the Zerzofi Kulot, what do you see? That the Gidulin changed the status of the Iker. Alma, Osan, Gidulin, Mevalin Iker. So you see, Rabbi Ami says, isn't that a Raya? So the Gemara answers, Dilma Lechumra Shiny. It could be, Lechumra is different. Meaning, will be Machmir to treat it like Tevel, to make sure that it is, you are going to be Choshesh and not get confused. And that's why we're going to treat it. But you don't know if that's across the board what we will say. The Ron here discusses, isn't it a chumra dasli de kula? Because you might come to take off truma from it on something else. Menapato alachiv. So I want us to be careful not to be confused, says the Ron. Maybe only take off truma zumaisers from it. Mineu be. Okay, but either way, we'll stop here. So again, the next couple of days we'll put up from the last cycle and we'll come back, I think, on Daf Samach. But we will stop here.